Episode 1990, Are You Hiding Behind Your Weaknesses?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy day. It is a brand new week. Are you ready to feel absolute freedom in what you want to do, knowing that you have a direction in the life and where you're headed in your journey? But the question remains, though, are you hiding behind your weaknesses? It's Mindset Monday. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, hiding is so much fun. It's a game and a mindset. Yet your dreams and goals are big, but your fear is bigger. Are you hiding behind your weaknesses? Staying stuck is easy when you buy into this need to have it all together. Even in the toughest math equations, you don't have all the answers to your questions before you solve the problem. Right? Think about it. I went through calculus. I have no idea how I got through it. I really don't. I look back and I'm going, I scratch my head and my kids are taking calc now and some are doing 2 and 3, and I don't know if there's even a 4, but they're doing equations that I don't remember. But at the same time, I look back going, hey, I did that. But if I sit down now and look at an equation, I freak out. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, what are the answers? Most of the time in our life, we don't have the answers. We have the problems. And it's up to us to find those solutions. So why keep hiding? You see, hiding gives you lots of permissions. You don't have to take responsibility. You don't have to move away from your comfort zone. Oh no, you can stay right where you are. And you most definitely don't have to change your mindset. You get to stay stuck. And sometimes that feels so good because it's comfort, it's habits. And you've grown to love these habits or hate them all at the same time, but you know them, so you're comfortable. But yet, you still question. You got bigger dreams that God has placed on your heart. However, it's hard to overcome what you aren't willing to admit. You're scared that failure will come faster than success. And in most cases, it does. We fail more than we succeed. And if success does come, will it be what you want? All of this just slows you down. Stop hiding and start risking. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Stop hiding and start risking. Risking what you don't see or even what you do. Risking what you can't confirm or explain. Risking what makes you uncomfortable. Risking your strengths to acknowledge your weaknesses. We don't like to talk about weaknesses. Oh, but we will talk about our strengths. And oh, does it feel so good to hear somebody say, you're so good at that. You're like, yeah, I know. And the more you're told about your strengths, the more you buy into that. And you're like, yeah, that's where I want to be. But you see, there's a Bible verse that really draws me in. And it's where Paul is talking about his thorn. And he is talking that the Lord said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. But this is what I love most. For my power is made perfect in weakness. He didn't say strength. God didn't say, you know what? Everything you need is in your strengths. Uh-uh. He said, my power is made perfect in weakness. If you want to read the whole verse, it's 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. So stop hiding and start risking. What does that look like? Number one, surrender your day before it begins. This is giving your day to God before you determine your direction. Too many of us are just sitting there looking at our schedules and we're just filling it up with CRAP or busy work. Go back to high school and college. Did you really like busy work? No, you complained about it over and over again. My kiddos complain about it now. And in fact, even when you get in the corporate world, there's busy work, all this paperwork and stuff that you have to do. Some would call it bureaucracy, whatever you want to term it. It's just stuff that you're like, really? Do we really, really need that? Oh, but it's been done for umpteen years, so let's just continue that motion. Surrender your day before it begins. I start my day before I lay my head down on the pillow. That's where my tomorrow begins. It's weird, I know, because I'm not guaranteed that tomorrow. But it allows me to really focus and say, Lord, what is it for me? And sometimes it helps me with my dreams. Dreams as in actually when I'm sleeping and what I'm dreaming. Sometimes I gain clarity, a better direction, a better feeling. But if you're not willing to surrender your day before it begins, then what's happening is you're just buying into all this craziness. You're going to let everybody else dictate your schedule. Those emails that you get, you're going to be putting out all the fires before you touch what really matters. Surrender your day. Give it to God. And say, where do you want me to take this? What is my next step? And if you're being pointed in a direction of weakness, oh, don't you dare back away. I want you to step into it. That's where God wants you, right? Remember 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, that portion right there that the Lord said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Make that be your mantra statement for the week. My power is made perfect in weakness. God's got you. But he's not going to beg you for it. You got to surrender it. Number two, open your eyes to opportunities, not weaknesses. It's not about deciding your direction based on strengths and weaknesses. Your direction comes from where the sun shines, your opportunities, the open doors. But you got to be looking for it. You got to be watchful. You got to be aware. If you're hiding, do you see it? No. You're going to miss it. That doesn't mean you don't blink and you don't have a few, you know, distractions here and there. But you have got to be in search of. Because if you're not looking, you will 100% miss it. And you don't want to miss the opportunities that God opens. Will they come back? I believe they show up. Usually differently because you have made different choices. So they're not going to be the exact same opportunity. It'll look different. But it's just like anything else. If you're not looking for it, you can't find it. You don't know that your car keys are missing until you're looking for them. Right? Till they go missing, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I just know where they are. I left them here all the time. And then you go there to leave and drive away and you're like, but they're not here. Where are they? If you start from the perspective of, wait a minute, here are my keys. And when I go in the next 24 hours or whatever it is, the next time you get in your car, you want to place your keys where you can find them. So you put them in a spot. So when you come back, they're right there. Then you're always in search. You know where they are. Surrender your day before it begins. Open your eyes to opportunities, not weaknesses. And number three, know your heart to know God's presence. You might be the pro at not asking for directions. Okay, men, I know you get this all the time, right? Ugh, these men, they just don't ask for directions. I'm not picking on you because I know a lot of men do ask for directions. But as a whole, men and women, you might be the pro at not asking for directions. This is what you do when you do everything based on what? Your own strengths. not of God's presence. With God, nothing is impossible. You want your heart to align with God's presence. You want to be in step with Him. So you've got to know your heart. So you know whether or not you're aligned with God. Because if you're not, you need to get in step with Him. All of this flows together. It's the current of success. How you keep moving through. Now, does that mean that it's going to equal success? I'm not going to tell you that it is. Because everybody defines success differently. But I believe that if you're going through this current, it's going to draw you closer to God. And when you look at it from that perspective, a heavenly perspective, God's got you right where He wants you. And sometimes we just miss the mark because we're not looking. We're trying to do everything under our own strength. Resist letting your weaknesses dictate your direction. Resist letting your weaknesses disqualify you from God's plan for your life. Resist your excuses and start risking your weaknesses. It's a brand new day. Every single day, you rise up. Be absolutely present in your everyday. Be incredible in the walk on your journey. And most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.